The Economic Community of West African States says Guinea's military government should immediately put in place a new transitional authority, leading to credible elections in early 2010 that does not include any members of the military council or its prime minister. ECOWAS says Guinea's military is responsible for the country's worsening security situation, where indiscipline and infighting within the fractured army are holding back efforts to establish the rule of law. That infighting came to a head Thursday when authorities say soldiers loyal to Lieutenant Abubakar Siddiqui Diakité opened fire on military ruler Captain Moussa Dadis Camara. Diakité, who's also known as Tumba, escaped the attack and is still at large with an unknown number of soldiers from the presidential guard. Security forces are patrolling the country's borders in search of Tumba. The government is offering a reward for information leading to his capture. Tumba's photograph is being broadcast on national television, and all Ghanaians are being urged to report any sighting. Captain Camara was flown to a military hospital in Morocco for surgery for gunshot wounds to the head. A physician in Morocco familiar with the situation describes the captain's condition as not serious. Communications Minister Idrissa Sharif says Captain Camara is recovering well from surgery that he describes as minor. Key Camara ally, Defense Minister Sakuba Konate, returned early from a trip to Lebanon and is now running the military council in Captain Kamara's absence. Thursday's shooting apparently followed an argument between Tumba and Captain Camara about taking responsibility for the killing of opposition demonstrators 2 months ago. Many witnesses say Tumba gave the order for the presidential guard to open fire on people protesting Captain Kamara's expected presidential candidacy. Local human rights groups say dozens of women were raped and at least 157 people were killed on September 28th. The military says 57 people died. Captain Camara has not yet announced his candidacy, but he has told several regional diplomats that he intends to run for president. His shooting and the upheaval that's followed casts doubt on whether elections rescheduled for January will be held. Burkinabe President Blaise Compaoré is the ECOWAS mediator for Guinea. His plans for an interim government have been rejected by a coalition of political parties, trade unions, and civil society groups. That coalition says it will not take part in any transitional authority that includes members of Guinea's military. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.